world, and that had to change because not only Russia's, but the whole world's security was at risk with America sort of marching through and being the only world power, starting wars in the Middle East, leading to an uptick in terrorism. And then those words about wanting to denazify and demilitarize Ukraine were very alarming here because there is a sense that that has been fabricated by many people here as well. Of course, the state propaganda and state TV has been building this case for a long time now, but Russians and Ukrainians fought side by side against the Nazis in World War II, and President Zelensky himself is Jewish, so it doesn't make sense. Zelensky, in a late-night appeal, said that he had tried to call Putin last night, understanding that this was about to happen. Putin wouldn't take his call, Trace. Putin wouldn't take his call, so he decided to address the Russian people directly in Russian. He normally speaks in Ukrainian, saying that we are two different nations, but that does not mean we don't need to be enemies. We respect the Russian culture. We don't want any of this. And Ukrainians, and even some Russians now, some of them dissidents in opposition and in exile, some of them with independent media and organizations, non-governmental organizations, are sort of encouraging Russians to speak out against what their president is doing. And so far, we haven't seen a sign of that. We know that any such protest would be put down very quickly. I saw on social media, I noticed that there was a picket going on in Belarus against war, and I looked to see the picture, Trace. It was just a poster someone had put in their window. But we know that the situation in Belarus similarly has been terribly repressive. And people putting the colors of the opposition, the red and white, even in their windows, is cause for arrest and perhaps imprisonment.
Amy Kellogg with Fox News Channel in Moscow late last night. This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. That's what I did. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Rock Zilberberg will tell you why he wants to be governor of the state of Nevada. That's all coming up right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden has announced a new round of sanctions targeting Russia after its invasion of Ukraine. Those sanctions target Russian banks, oligarchs, and high-tech sectors. President Biden says Vladimir Putin will be punished for waging unprovoked war on Ukraine.
Putin chose this war, and now he and his country will bear the consequences. Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to Russia.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance will be united in its response to Russia's actions in Ukraine.
We must respond with renewed resolve and even stronger unity. North America and Europe together in NATO.
Ford is recalling nearly a quarter million heavy-duty pickup trucks. Correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The issue involves the drive shaft. Ford says heat and noise insulators below the body can loosen and touch the drive shaft, and it can fracture, causing a power loss or loss of control if it hits the ground. Failures also could let the trucks roll if they're stopped and the parking brake isn't on. The recall covers F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups from the 2017 to 2022 model years. Owners will be notified by letter starting in April. I'm Ben Thomas.
Ford is not the only automaker recalling its products. Honda has also announced a recall of 2017 through 2019 CRVs and 2018 and 2019 Accords because of faulty automatic emergency braking systems. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 92 points, the NASDAQ rose 436, the S&P 500 advancing by 63. More on these stories at townhall.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999. Or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Weather in Dallas, Texas led to the cancellation of about a dozen flights scheduled to leave Las Vegas today. The National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning through Thursday evening in the Dallas-Fort Worth area with ice and sleet expected. If you are leaving Las Vegas, be sure to check online for the flight trackers before arriving at the airport. Well, if you're looking to get around downtown Las Vegas, you'll have a choice besides taxis, Uber, and Lyft, as the autonomous technology company Motional has teamed up with a transit booking service to launch a robo-taxi service serving exclusively the downtown area. The rides will be provided in BMWs fitted with the latest driverless technology with a safety driver in place, and the service will be free to anyone between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday to take you to downtown locations. All passengers are required to wear a face mask during the trip. Groundbreaking Las Vegas headliner, the amazing Jonathan, has passed away. Came to Las Vegas in 2001. He was at the Golden Nugget for 20 years. He was 63.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, we're getting some moderate flows right now on the 15 through the resort corridor. You'll tap the brakes there southbound at Oakey. Also, a little congestion northbound at Sahara. And slow flows through the downtown area on Interstate 515, both directions between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three. We always save the best for last.
Yes.
We always do that. Barack Zilberberg joining us, a Republican candidate for governor, and joining us. I know you and I have talked a lot over the months about policy and stuff you'd like to do and implement and change in our state. Mm-hmm. But the one thing we haven't really talked a lot about is why you are doing this, why you are... Yeah. Going to the trouble, the expense, the time, you're newly engaged in all of that, and it's like, you know, you could be doing other stuff.
Yes.
And at what, 38 years old, semi-retired, tell me why you're doing this. Why are you running for
basically
governor?
Basically, what I've been witnessing throughout the course of how our nation is going and where our states, where are they leading to and which direction they're leading to, I think it's I've been fortunate, and I have passive income that is coming in, you know, from my real estate ventures that I've conducted, which I've cemented, and I also founded a well as far as operating real estate venture where I have passive income. So I'm okay. I'm satisfied. You know, what I like to do, though, is I like to save the direction of our state, save the direction of our country, and keep in mind, you know, I was born and raised in Los Angeles, California, as you know. And things and the whole ideology has changed there, everything, the whole direction. So that's why we're here in Nevada. I've been here for 13 years. I love it here. I love the people. And I like to keep it the real America, where we have our constitutional rights and our freedom and everything that is core and correlated with our country. Now, I also commemorate the truck convoy, you know, that's going on. All of you,
People's Convoy.
Yeah, the People's Convoy, which is, I want to tell you, is unbelievable. You know, people out there that are truckers are the engine and the transportation of our nation. So they transport our goods to and from. Now, Let's not deter from the whole ideology of me running. Now, I'm doing this out of my heart, doing it out of my soul. Not only me, we have two people. We have the future First Lady, and we have myself. So there's two people. You're getting two for one as far as a deal. So you have two minds for our sacrifice, our love, and our passion. And as far as our duties that we believe we need to, as far as conduct for the people, by the people, and with the people. So that's where our positions are. We are patriots. We love this country, and we wanna as far as set a certain direction and a certain stance of logistics, of accountability, of management, the stuff that I've learned all my life. I would like to correlate it to the state so that we run it as a business and not in a political sense, because politics, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. And I witnessed it ever since my childhood. It just doesn't work. So we need a different ideology. We need people and vision with entrepreneurship and bringing everything, you know, to perspective, even beyond perspective. Huge growth, incredible growth. I'm talking about incredible growth here in Nevada.
I want to ask you a question that I've never asked you off air. I've never asked you on air, but I've always been curious. Most of these candidates that come through our doors here at the studio, most come with a campaign manager.
Yes.
You have no campaign manager. You have no entourage.
No, I have no campaign
Why
manager.
Why no campaign manager?
Well, what happens is that there's influences from campaign managers and people. They try to steer you a certain way and they direct you a certain way where really none of us really want to go. You know, I believe, and not only that, it's very costly, campaign manager. So I have the ability and the luxury to run my own campaign because I've run my own businesses and I've built them from scratch. So I could also run a campaign. I built the campaign from scratch, literally. Along the way, I met two, as far as campaign managers, I won't mention their names, but they helped me along the way, okay? And they showed me, you know, the direction, and I met a lot of people through them. And I was very fortunate, and I actually met also you through one of them as well. So I'm just so fortunate along the way, but I believe I kind of got a grasp of the whole thing, and I have my own social media as far as network. I have all these departments. Now I have my accounting, my CPA I always had in my accounting, but I brought them over. So I'm bringing in the soldiers, as they say, and forming them all around because I see a lot of momentum and a lot of people reaching out to me and the views and the popularity and the social media as far as aspect of this whole thing that I believe I could win by the popular vote in the end of the day.
Let me ask you, though, because this is one of those things. Just a couple of days ago, it was the governor, Steve Sisolak, the guy you want to replace,
yes.
And his state of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any of it? Any impressions to me, it was a cash giveaway. We're going to give money to this program.
I don't follow him, you know. I really don't follow him, and I follow Biden because of what they both made mistakes in the course of their leadership, and now I tell you, just as I've been mentioning our current president, okay, I addressed this in the 9-month period. Now we're over beyond 9 months. We're about, 13, 14 months into his presidency. So have we gotten any better since 9 months ago to this point? I don't believe so. I mean, the world is really in turmoil. There's no positions. People don't take us seriously here in the United States of America. They don't take us seriously because the leaders that we have in positions aren't serious leaders. You know, they have to be firm. They have to be recognized as a leader. Very important. And if there is no significance of that, then we have nothing to stand on here in this beautiful nation that we have. Not I have. All of us have, you know. And that's the problem.
There is new polling out, though, that says 75% of Americans want no part of having a major role in that war in Ukraine.
And I want to.
You feel that way?
And I want to tell you why we're in this situation, because our current president, as far as cut the oil, as far as our pipeline, and then furloughed the people, just like I mentioned in our other interviews, okay? And I keep mentioning it, and then here we are in deja vu reality, right? So I see these things ahead of time, and I suggest everybody listen into me, because it does happen in the end. Now we're reliant on other countries, okay? Not only he, as far as discouraged the labor force that was working on the pipeline, discouraged them, furloughed them, cut it off. Now we're reliant on Russia and Germany and other countries in the world for oil now. And guess what? Why our truckers are out there? Because they have big tanks in their trucks. Guess what? And now a gallon is $5 a gallon, okay? And the average, it's crazy. So how can you make a living by not increasing your costs and your expenditures? Okay, you're in a business, right? And you have a certain amount of money you have to deliver the goods. And at the same time, your gas has gone up. So it cuts into your profit and maybe even lose within trucking as far as our services to and from the places that we need. So where is our president? Where is our leadership? I just don't understand. I simply don't understand. And if it's going to continue going on, that, and I think I tell you, I jumped in this race in the right time. And I believe, I don't know, it's from the Lord or I don't know from who, but I listen to the Lord and I interpret him, and I'm a true believer of God, you know. And I believe that once I'm in leadership here, I'm governor of Nevada, I will have interpretations with Washington. If they want me to go out to be a Secretary of State and to meet and make peaceful movements, send me a jet, send me an airplane, send me whatever you want, I'll make it happen. I'm telling you, because I'm a peaceful guy, I know how to put people together and make things happen. And I could work with everybody across the board, all races, all nationalities, all people, period. And that's my art. That's my art. So if you guys are all listening out there, you want me to go over to Russia and meet Putin, I'll be more than happy to meet with him and with, as far as Ukrainian president as well. And I would like to sit in a table, you know, and discuss the issues of why we have these differences, and understand what the differences are, and put perspectives on the table of solutions so that we cease fire. We have all of this nonsense go away, okay? We're not going into a World War III here, okay, if you guys are all thinking this. No. We just need people that'll ascertain the information and make a solution out of the situation.
More coming up with Barack Zilberberg. We're talking about the news of the day. There's all kinds of stuff going on. We'll talk about that and more as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How would you like to save 10 to 20% immediately on your power bill? How would you like to lock in a low fixed monthly rate for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Auger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you do just that. Save a fortune on your power bill. Plus, for a limited time, there's a federal tax incentive that will save you 26% off the price of your solar system. And there's no out-of-pocket cost. I repeat, there's no out-of-pocket cost. As a bonus, you'll get a Vivint smart home security system with 3 years monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. It's time to make the switch to solar and save thousands in the long run on your power bill. Take advantage of these limited time offers. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
I'm Sam Brown running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Real leaders are proven under fire. 2008 Afghanistan, the Taliban ambush. Captain Sam Brown's platoon engages when his Humvee strikes a roadside bomb. Combat veteran Anthony Roscoe witnessed the explosion.
His vehicle was instantly covered in flames, thrown in the air.
On a battlefield stretcher, severely burned and near death, Sam Brown thought only of his men.
From when I saw Sam on fire to when I saw Sam leave and get on that helicopter, not one time did he ask me about himself.
Evac to Texas. Sam Brown's battle continued. 30 surgeries. Years of recovery. Gunner Kevin Jensen, also wounded in the blast, witnessed Sam Brown's fighting spirit.
He just had that drive that I've never seen. His integrity, selfless courage.
Captain Sam Brown for U.S. Senate. New conservative leadership for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm Captain Sam Brown. I fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Rock Silverberg joining us. He's a candidate for governor of the state of Nevada. I want to ask you, and I know we have not talked about this for a while. Do you believe we can have a fair election come November?
No, we're not going to have a fair election because we would like to admit the administer as far as the mail-in ballots, then that would not legitimize the true and the integrity of the votes. So we need to excuse that so that in the general elections we don't have the controversy of that aspect of the mail-in ballots. You know, so if we want to create election integrity here, and we want as far as it to be integral, this is what it has to be done. Now, the mail-in ballots again are only for overseas, as far as servants, public military servants, that are not in American soil. That's the function of the mail-in ballots, not in any which way, shape, or form, you know, period.
Do you worry, though, that there will be elections, maybe your election, that gets stolen?
Yeah. I'm always worried about that, absolutely. But I know how it can be stolen, you know, by the fact of the mail-in ballots. I know a lot of, as far as the algorithms of all the machinery, we don't know how it works. I think every candidate should learn how it works and what kind of machine they're going to use, and they should introduce that to each and every candidate so they could learn.
Do we need, though, to maybe take a step back away from machine voting and go more towards hanging chads and things like that we've had in this country before?
I think, first off, if we don't have the technology to legitimize the integrity of the votes, yeah, I believe that would be, for now, I mean, it'd be definitely some sort of fix. But really with U.S. passports, that's the real deal, Holyfield, you know. And as far as if there is a symbol on the driver license that you are a U.S. citizen, then you can vote by in person and ID. And if we're going to use, as far as technology, we should all know how it works. And we should all witness how the machine works, you know, prior to the election. So there's nobody out there, you know, pointing fingers at each other, and everything is legitimized. You know, whatever way we're going to do this, we have to go in the direction of the integrity of our rights and our votes.
Let me just ask you about what is going on half a world away. And the reason I bring this up, because it's the only story that's being covered by cable news right now, is this war and the fact that Ukraine is outnumbered like 200,000 to maybe 40,000 or 50,000.
Yeah.
Can Ukraine win this war with Russia? I mean, nobody seems to be willing to give them a chance at all.
Well, basically, there is a